you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, woo, 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 woo. You already know what time it is. We back in the building for another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
I'm in the building.
In the building. First and foremost, this isn't necessarily the episode that you guys were supposed to see this week. For a number of reasons, and the number one reason is Tristina. You know, she's a special woman in our lives. So we want to apologize for prematurely saying that her episode was going to be out this week. I want to inform you guys that we not sure when or if her episode will be out because of the person that we are dealing with. So I want to humbly apologize in advance. We should have known. We should have known. That's us. That's our fault because we've known her for over 5 years now. And we got to know these things. You know, we got to know these things. So you will not be getting the infamous Tristina episode just yet. But when you do get it, I'm sure it'll be worth it. He don't even have
I'm just frustrated. But it's a nice lineup, you guys. That's a $1,000 lineup you got?
It's definitely not a $1,000 lineup. Oh, okay. That don't even make sense. There's people out here getting $1,000 lineups.
Yeah, you know, on Twitter. I don't know, you know, I didn't look into it too deep. I don't know if it was a joke or not, or just saying it's so nice that it should be $1,000.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Diddy's son, one that looked like Diddy.
Yep.
Said he was getting a haircut, showing off his lineup. Mm-hmm. Said it's $1,000.
It was a nice lineup.
$1,000 lineup.
Yeah. Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Okay, now let's break some things down here. We've been in a situation where, like, when you're in a different tax bracket, there's certain things. It's not broke, y'all. I just came out of the thing. There's certain things that you're not going to pay for, and there's certain things that you are going to pay for. For example, certain jeans. Mm-hmm. We both had this conversation where a while ago, you know, a great guy that we know, by the way, he told us when we first met him, he said, one day y'all gonna probably be paying like almost $200 for jeans, cause just cause the comfort and everything. And at first we was like, I mean, I can go to, you know, H&M, you know, that's where our mindset was. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the certain store that he told us and we got those jeans, which I can say it's Scotch and Soda. We went to that store, got the jeans. I remember I went.
I didn't go to the store. Well, I got them at the Neiman Marcus warehouse.
Well, you
What's the store?
Oh, the Neiman Marcus.
No, it's not Neiman Marcus.
Nordstrom Rack. But you got them, though. I went to the store and I got them. And here's the thing. I walked into the store and the guy sold me so good on the jeans and was like, you got to try them. These are the best jeans. I'm like, of course you're going to say that you work here. He's like, no, I'm serious. Like, you're not going to put on another pair of jeans. I put them on. I still have them to this day. Best pair of jeans.
Let me tell you what. Go ahead. I was about to say, that's a bad analogy.
Why?
Because if I got lined up for $1,000 and it lasted years, it would be worth
okay,
it.
Okay, fair. Okay, that's
because,
fair.
Because, you know, that's fair. If you're buying $200 jeans and it lasts fair. For years,
then that's worth
that's,
it. Yeah.
That's worth got the, you. The
okay.
money.
Okay, well, what basically what I'm saying is maybe our tax bracket isn't.
No, even if you're in a tax bracket, $1,000 for a lineup.
It's ridiculous.
Like, even if he said a haircut, I'm like, all right, that's crazy.
It's still ridiculous. Crazy.
But just for the lineup.
Okay, I'm not thinking lineup.
That's going to last maybe a week and a half and yeah. grow back. So if you spend $1,000 for a lineup, you probably getting a lineup bi-weekly.
At least. So it's $2,000 a month, at least. At minimum, $2,000 a month.
That's $24,000.
Is your hairline worth $24,000 a year?
No, it's not.
It's
not. As much as I want to say it is, it's not. I wanted to say yeah.
I was like, what's he going to say?
But it's not. It's just not.
I don't think there's a hairline out there worth $24,000 a year.
It's not, dog. Like, because what I seen,
yeah.
granted, it was nice.
It's a nice lineup.
But if I get a $1,000 lineup, that lineup better wash my hair.
Absolutely.
It better lay down my waves.
Absolutely.
Put the do-rag on for
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Holla at girls for me.
Because you know how certain things, like, we've had certain things where we've paid for
and
stuff.
And I may want to go get my groceries.
I just imagine a hairline in a store looking.
Hey, what a lemon.
Hey, what a lemon. Hey, I need to, I just got a lineup. I need to go. But the thing is, we've had certain things where we might pay for something and you'd be like, I knew I shouldn't have paid for that. I know it. So I feel like that's exactly what's going to happen with the hair. Like, you're going to pay $1,000. You're going to lay down that night. I paid $1,000
no,
for this
lineup.
No,
you're not thinking about it then because you get into it.
Okay.
It's if, God forbid, you go broke. That's when you're going to
okay.
think about it.
You can think about the $24,000 you spent
that
year.
You're
going
to think about the $24,000. When you go back to Endicott
yeah.
or any of your normal barber yeah. shops, you can be like, Why would I spend $1,000? Like, you could take $1,000 and get lineups for about 4 or 5 years.
And it's even worse for us now, right now, because $24,000, you know what we're doing with it now, the mindset we in now. $24,000, you
well,
go.
What we doing, he don't need to do, to be he honest. Don't, he should.
He don't need
but
to
he
do.
He don't need to be doing.
But from our perspective, we talking about investing. So $24,000, my hairline and my investments. Nah, it's not going to equal out. I need to, even any of that is just a lot.
I don't care how good it looks. You say you spend time, I'm saying you stupid.
Yeah, honestly. You
you stupid. I say so, you better be out so, 24 hours a day showing
hold on,
that
let me, so I come
stupid
in,
ass lineup.
I come in, I'm going to say, Cam, all right, so look. So I got I got an event that's one of the most important events in my life, and I'm so super excited. So what I did is I went out. I went to his barber and I was like, look, I heard you get the best lineups in the city. And he said it's going to be $1,000. So I dropped $1,000 on it because it's important to me.
I would say if you have a fetish for getting robbed, hang out with Richard Kidd.
Or Young Bird.
He seemed to be getting robbed a lot. So if you got a fetish for being robbed out here, just hang out with him.
Because that's a robbery.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the highest you going?
For what?
Lineup.
What our lineups are barber charge now?
No. What's the high?
I need to know what our barber charge now. Though.
Okay, like I think in Cali a barber.
No, our barber.
Oh, our barber for a lineup, he gonna charge 20. He gonna charge 20.
20.
Yeah, he gonna charge. That's 20.
I never get lineup.
Yeah, he gonna charge 20, 15, 20.
Well, that's the highest I'm willing to go because you already see my way my face looking. Wait, 20 for a lineup? Goddamn.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to think for a lineup.
Granted, you know, you get in the higher tax bracket. Yeah. You know, it could be fifth. You just never know.
If he's traveling with you, maybe.
Yeah, it all depends.
Yeah.
But $1,000 for just one off lineup?
Nah, man.
Because this is like, at a certain point, even if you got it, you can't just be dumb with your money. Like
Yeah.
I'd rather go get a regular lineup. If I'm willing to spend that much for a lineup, I'd rather go get my $20 lineup and give the rest out to somebody who need it. Invest it in a charity if I'm willing just to blow money
like
that.
When you deduct $20 from $1,000, that's $980. That's it.
That's ridiculous.
You have a $980 profit.
That's ridiculous. Shout out to the barber, though.
He getting money.
To build up to that point.
Oh, yeah. If that's what he charged for that one client, I don't know.
Because how much is the haircut? Yeah. If the lineup $1,000, the haircut what $2,000? No, it got to be.
It got to be
at least $3,000-$4,000 for a haircut.
No way.
If a lineup is $1,000, how much he gonna charge for a haircut?
Oh my god, gotta be two. I made two.
So $3,000. Wait, so
two. I'm saying like so $2,000 total.
For line so up a haircut and is 1,000.
No, line up is 1,000. Haircut two, maybe 2,500. No way it's $4,000.
It shouldn't be none of that. It shouldn't what be we none. Saying.
Think about that. $4,000 haircut.
It ain't worth it.
I should have had to get a haircut for the rest of the year.
It'd be worth it. If it's gonna last, I'm talking about the entire
year.
If this fade will last the entire year, and I know I don't want to switch up my hair, then it's worth it.
It's worth it. Now that I would do.
And then I still got to add up how much
you're doing right now
and see if it'll still be worth
it. We can do it right now, right on the podcast. All right.
So say you got a haircut.
All right. So
every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. So twice a month. So twice a month. So 50. Okay. So every 2 weeks. So you got to do half of that because you're doing every 2 weeks.
Hey, y'all. A C in math was an A for me. Don't look at me.
All right. Well, how much the haircut first?
30.
Okay, haircut 30. All right, that's 60. Let's just do 30.
And then let's do 60 by 12.
Yeah, let's do 60 by 12. So that's already that's only $720.
So as you see, paying $1,000 for a haircut that lasts a whole year is worth it.
That's worth it.
Because that's bang for my buck.
That's bang for your buck.
So for this one lineup, we can get... What?
You can get a lot. This one lineup, you can get a year's worth of haircuts for this one lineup.
You get 24 haircuts for that one lineup.
Yeah, for that one lineup. And nah, man, that lineup ain't worth it. That lineup done.
I would not want to flex about that. That's a terrible flex.
It's almost seems like a careless flex. It just don't seem. It's financially stupid. It's stupid.
It's dumb.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about something real quick. I haven't had a shower yet, and I went to the gym, right? One, I haven't had a shower yet because...
You a dirty booty little boy?
I'm a dirty booty little boy. That's first off. Second, Chaz, I've never met a man that takes... Mind you, I got home...
Chaz is back in town, y'all.
Chaz back in town. I got home at 9:45. I came in. He was in the bathroom. I don't know what he does in there. Cool. So I'm like, all right, Chaz in the bathroom. Me and Cam had to run an errand by 10:30. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to run an errand. When I get back, I'll record it. When we pulling up in the yard, I see the light still on in the bathroom.
Should I call him so he can argue his side, what he doing?
Yeah, call him, see if he pick up. Like, what you be doing in there that take an hour and a half? Because I'm confused. I just want to know. Or if he need to come in here real
quick. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to call him and see. Hey, come to the loft right quick. We want to ask you something on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm confused. Yeah, you had to give me your mic because I'm just like, because I genuinely want to know. Because I get in the shower, I get out of the shower. You, I see you get in the shower, you get out of the shower. Him, I hear the water cut on, it cut off. I hear the shower cut on, it cut off. I hear the water, the sink cut back on, it cut off. I hear the toilet flush. I hear music. It's a lot. Going on.
Some squat right here, right quick.
Yeah, I have a general
Chaz
question
back
for
in
you.
Town. They wanted to see you.
What's going on?
I have a question. What can you explain your bathroom routine for me? Because I be feeling like you be in the bathroom for an hour and 45 minutes sometimes. And I was like, so when we pulled back up, I was like, he's still in the bathroom, and it was 11:00. So I just be wanting to know, like, what exactly do you do in there, just so I know what goes on in the bathroom.
Well, it's a lot of options.
Okay, it's a lot. Okay, all right. Okay,
it's a lot of options in the bathroom.
It depends on the day, or
yeah.
Okay, all right.
You have those options each day.
Okay.
But it just depends.
On a normal day, what would you say? Okay, you go in there, you brush your teeth first.
Because
I know sometimes, I'll be like, hey, let me know when you're out of the bathroom. And sometimes you'll be like, all right, I just got to brush my teeth and then boom. Yeah. But on days when it's a little bit longer, like today,
right.
What you be doing in there?
Well, first, when I went in there, I went to... Take a shower. You go, you run the shower, because you want to get the water to the right temperature.
Yeah, get it warm. You don't want to just hop in there. I get that. Right. Yeah.
Then my phone ring.
Okay. So, business.
Yeah. Because, you know, now I'm doing the Forex trading. And people hitting me up.
Okay, cool, cool.
Not only that, I get the phone call, one of my friends and business partners, so I'm on the phone with her.
Yep.
Handling that situation.
Okay.
And then I get texts, people saying they're interested, so I'm hitting them up. Telling them where to go,
make sure that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because so, when the money call, you got to, you know.
Right. Yeah, time is running, then you're like, oh, snap. I mean, you know, get in the shower.
Gotcha.
So you get in the shower, you come out, you know what I'm saying? More people hitting you up. So you kind of get lost in the text. You know how sometimes you just get lost in the text?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll be in there, and then I come out.
Yeah.
And then halftime, I'll be out. Right
now, to be fair, today I didn't text him because I knew he was doing the podcast. Right. I usually text him and say, "Hey, let me know when you're out." Right. But that's what. But I just wanted to ask.
Right, and that's another thing. Like, most of the times, you know, you get up early, you got your routine and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I know I'm like, okay, well, he's gone,
so I just go ahead.
Nobody, so I could take my time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, if I know you need to get in there, then.
That's granted. Today, like I said, I didn't text him, but I just be wanting to know. I was like, I don't know if he like.
Yeah.
Prepping but the top.
Know, it's that takes time too. That takes time.
Okay.
It really does.
Cause you gotta put your oils, get you. Okay. All right.
That takes time. But sometimes like I'll be out, I'll be in my room, and then I gotta go use the bathroom. We gotta come in, then you coming back. So it seems like I'm still
okay.
in there.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes I like,
and mind you guys, his door leads into the bathroom. Right, so he might the light might be on, but he may not be in there. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Sorry. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know, cool. And then sometimes we just be procrastinating. So
yeah, I mean,
you
I get
just go in there, you just chill, talk.
All right. I just want to know, because I was like, dang, you was in there long? I was like, you was all right in there?
No, I was good.
But it's the phone. Yeah, you
it was
on
the phone. Okay. Yeah, I was just on the phone.
Okay.
You know how you be sitting on the counter, you be half naked, you just be on, you be talking.
Duh. Dick dangling on
you
the
know,
counter.
Be dangling. Yeah. What you need to know? Yeah, yeah, no problem.
But hold on, dick touch the door now. Hold on, let me move out of the way.
Like, you know, I'm supposed to get in the shot. Let me call you back.
Nothing on that counter.
But that also was leading me to say that. So, yeah, I didn't get in the shower yet, but I was, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I don't have like bad BO. Like I feel like I could work out.
And I disagree.
So and I feel like I could work out and like it's
I disagree.
Not, no, hold on. All stop. Right. Stop. Okay. Stop. Let me get off.
Okay.
So I feel like I don't have bad BO. It's like some people you can strongly smell them when they leave the gym, or you smell like underarm or like ass. That's not me. I know it's not me.
All right, let me tell a funny story.
Okay.
I'm playing, y'all. He's not a stank guy. But there's somebody we know that is one of the stank gym guys.
Uh-huh.
And I remember a long time ago, we were working out with somebody, and the person that doesn't smell the best once they start sweating and everything was doing pull-ups. They were doing pull-ups, and they were struggling. So the person, hey, you got a good sale. So the person that was we was working out with at the time decided to spot him. So when you spun him, he was like holding his his feet were curled. So he was holding his feet and helping him push up. And then I like, I know he smelled this. And then like within two reps, he's like, hey, come spot him. Come spot him. he backed out of it. I was like, man, I feel you. That's why I wasn't over there.
Yeah, you can't be. So, I mean, granted, some people have.
Look, you got to have some wear and thaw for your underballs.
You got to have some wear and thaw for your underballs.
For the smell of your underballs.
Because, man, because you don't want.
Some people need the shower before they go to the gym.
That's trash.
I mean, some people got stronger body. Yeah, it could be because of diet. It could just be genetics. I don't know. Yeah. But some people body odor is stronger than others. So,
come spot them.
It depends.
Yeah, I've smelled some funk in the gym. I've walked past some must. I'm talking about the pit.
And I wouldn't even feel comfortable.
Because you could. That's another. Do you. You think people don't know? Like you think?
It's no way.
No, I'm saying you think you could be so used to your body odor that you just you don't know. Like maybe you.
Then that would be saying that you just never think you smell. Then because you know when you must, you smell must. You smell stuff.
It smell like a bag of onions. Yeah, it smell like a little Indian restaurant. Because the food be a little musty. It'd be good, but the food stinks sometimes. Especially when it's like your dick or vagina area. The hot zone. This is a direct, it's indirect. You're going to be moving a lot.
It's a triangle. If you connect both pits to your dick, it's a triangle.
So both pits to dick.
Both pits to dick.
Pits to dick. Pits to you dick. Smell that shit.
You smell that shit.
Pits to dick. So you smell that
when
shit.
When you get ready for the gym, make sure you get the triangles on.
Both pits boom, and the boom, dick. Boom. So it's geometry. So you get in the shower.
It's simple math.
Boom, boom. Pits, both pits to dick. And that way, this zone is safe, and you don't have to smell that.
But also, you can reverse it and put it on the back. You can get the two pits and then the crack.
Okay. The two back and the crack.
Yeah, two in the back and the crack.
Two in the back, one in the crack. So you got triangles on your body. Hit these triangle zones. These are neutral zones that you need to go ahead and touch, people. You can't leave these zones out.
While you're at it, if you got an any belly button, clean that out. You forget to clean that sometimes.
You do forget to clean that out.
I got an any. I got to clean it out.
You know what? It's like football. When you don't get the piss to the dick, that's a neutral zone infraction.
Exactly.
And you got to make sure you take care of it. Sometimes you got to throw a flag on a nigga.
It's a neutral zone must fraction.
Imagine a nigga at the gym, he pull out his flag.
15-minute break for you, stink.
Back up. Back the fuck up. Get to the sideline.
And also, don't forget to clean behind your ears. A lot of people neglect that, too. Clean behind your ears.
Go ahead and not clean behind your ears for a little while and then slip that finger back there.
And put it to your nose. It ain't good.
It ain't good. I've been there before. I done touched the back of the ear. You're like, oh, hold on now. Let me go ahead and touch that up. And especially that belly button, too. That thing get a little rank.
Belly button gets nice.
Get a little rank. But it's just, it's all hygiene things. Like, but I like to think that my BO isn't that bad. I haven't smelled you when you come from the gym. If anything, I feel like niggas that don't have bad BO just smell like gym.
I don't think I have a strong natural body odor. Yeah. So that may help because other people's body odors are stronger. Some of them, you're attracted to that smell.
True.
Some are bad.
True.
Some ain't the best, but I don't think I have a natural strong body.
Because some women like men straight out the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a masculine, like a, you know, it's a pheromone thing.
My ex, I was in love with her body odor. Not like the stink.
Yeah, but just
her natural body odor. Like it was just something intoxicating about it to me.
Yeah, I had a girl that she always tells me I smell like me. And I was like, all right.
I know everybody's smelling here. I know your smell. I know if I had to be blindfolded and they just threw me in rooms, I'm like, okay, this room. Throw me in this one. Oh, this chest. Mm-hmm. Throw me in this one. Yeah, that's Mike. Throw me in this one.
You know, look close.
I know. That's how well I know y'all. I know y'all smell.
I mean, by this time, I mean, it should be that. So, but yeah, I just had to talk about that real quick because I didn't get the shower, and you know, Chaz was taking out the shower. But to be fair, today I didn't send him a text today because I knew we was gone. But I used to send him a text, say, hey, let me know when you're gonna be out.
Better
there.
Than me wasting data. I just knocked on the door. Even though my data unlimited, but
well, I knew he was gonna be on the phone. That's what he said half the time. He was on the phone.
I'm definitely gonna knock. Hey,
get out of there. Get out of there.
Come on, man.
Are you a long shower taker?
When I'm in a hotel.
Yo, we were just talking about it. Hotel showers, hands down. Shits be fire.
When you paying your own bills, you know, sometimes you start thinking about
that. Yeah, you get on the
I remember when my parents were like, hey, all right.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. But in hotels,
running it.
Nigga.
Running it.
I'll be in there for days. And they're like, Chaz, nigga.
Yeah, I'm Chaz at the hotel. All right.
Trump. I wanted to talk about Trump because. So they say he got COVID. I don't think he got COVID.
You think it's a ploy?
I think it's a ploy.
For the election?
I think it's an election. Mm-hmm. I think he didn't want to necessarily go on the campaign and do all the debates.
Okay.
I feel like the biggest plan for him was that he knew this would bring more attention to him.
Yeah.
And overshadow Biden.
Yeah.
So it could be a smart ploy.
How do you think that debate went after you went back and watched it? That's a whole thing in itself.
It's sad. It's funny.
It's sad. It's funny. It's
infuriating.
I'm indifferent.
But it's either that, the first boy, yep. He got another sickness they're trying to cover up with COVID. That could be another one.
Mm-hmm.
Three, maybe trying to get some type of empathy from his base or whoever.
Yep.
Because with COVID, saying, hey, I had it now and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it's real. I don't think he got COVID.
It just seemed too. It seemed too on the nose. Like it just seemed too
timely, convenient.
Too convenient. When I said the same thing, I was like, "Does he really have it?" Now, granted, there's always a chance he does really have it. Yes, but
I think he caught it one time, but not right now.
Not right now.
I think they caught it and they covered it up.
Okay.
But I don't think he got it right now. And then. To even think about what he did to his Secret Service, like you know, I don't know if you know. He went outside the hospital and drove around, waved at fans or whatnot in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're exposing all your team to it? Like, yeah. It just don't make sense.
You're supposed to be quarantined.
It just don't make sense to me.
This nigga dog. This is one of the wildest, like, we still don't know, like, say he gets beat. We don't know if he gonna leave. We don't know what type of uproar gonna happen. We just don't know. Like, there's some wild shit
going on.
Here's
the thing. If I was Biden, I get elected, Trump don't leave, I say, all right, it's on site. Because if I come in my office, which is rightfully mine,
it's
and you
site.
In there, I'm the president. I'm beating your ass.
Yeah, yeah, because you're not the president no
Secret
more.
Secret Service is mine.
It's
now.
Mine. So what you want to do?
Put that Biden on him.
Put that Biden.
Give him that JB on him.
Yeah, like you got to leave. That's funny.
Because look, I'll use that as an excuse. I've been waiting to whoop your ass.
Yeah, so... Look, Trump, you got 2 days. When I come in the office,
you got 2 hours.
When I come in the office, get your shit.
You ain't got shit. You ain't been doing shit.
You ain't been doing
it
shit.
Ain't nothing in there.
So pack your old ass up.
Get up out of there.
If you see these two old niggas fighting, that would be hilarious. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he got it either. I think it's something else. I think he's just old and sickly. Because he was looking bad. Remember when we watched the other shit?
Been looking bad.
Yeah. Remember when we watched the other shit? The interview that he did on the HBO? That other interview with Buddy?
Yeah, he looked bad in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looked like a bunch of stuff. Like, it's just like a lot of stuff together. Like, somebody just took some shit and just said... that's what he looked like.
He looked bad in his streets. He need a $1,000 lineup right now. He need a $1,000 lineup.
Oh,
right
dog,
now.
He do.
Saving all that money on his taxes, he can afford a $1,000 lineup.
That shit, there, man. This nigga whack. Meanwhile, taxes coming out of my shit. I got to look at this bullshit.
So there was a teacher.
Yep.
I want to talk to y'all about who got fired. Well, did he get fired? Yeah, he lost his job because he was giving kids nightmares. Because he is fully tatted from head to toe and got inked eyes as well. Tongue is tatted. Everything is tatted. This is what he looked like.
Oh.
Oh, no. This is what he looks like.
Okay.
Roma. I'll give Roma the picture to put it in there.
Okay.
He's getting fired because they said he's giving kids nightmares. Like, one kid complained, and now he lost his job. So then I was like, what grade is he teaching? He's teaching kindergarten. Now, to his defense, he said he's never had an issue. He said once the parents, you know, initially you're gonna be shocked. Yeah, initially you're gonna be once the parents get to know him, they see it's no issue. This was a student that wasn't even his student that may have just saw him in the hallway that got nightmares, and that parent complained and he got fired for that, lost his job for that.
So all right, so the school necessarily didn't want to fire him because they hired him.
Obviously, they hired
him. Yeah, they hired him. So they more so were doing it because of the complaint. Yeah, because
of the complaint.
From
damn. And then they said he can't teach a certain age because, you know, he going to be scared. So they said, like, because the kid that complained, I think, was 3. I don't know. But I like kindergarten usually 6 and up.
Yeah.
But he lost that job. And then he said, hopefully, you know, he can get a job back because this is his passion. He loved teaching. And he said, hopefully this will teach people not to judge.
Like, that's true. That's
of
true.
Course, I'm out of the norm, but that doesn't, you know, mean I'm a bad person.
Because off of first look, you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, he said most people, they see him first look from a distance or either scared or
But judging. I'm also, like, if I'm a parent, I know he's at this school. If I already know the school's a decent school, so I'm like, all right.
You may not know. To be honest, you meet the teachers maybe at orientation first day. But my thing is, I walk into class, I see him, I'm going to be taken back too.
Of course.
You're not expecting, no teacher ever looked like that. But I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to talk to him. Once I talk to him, I mean, obviously he got hired.
You just like tats. All right. I feel you. I just can't do the whole face and tongue. That's a lot.
Everything. And then they said they had an issue because he said he's also a tattoo model. So he got like kind of nude pictures because his whole body tatted. I would assume so. But I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, they could be from the back everything tatted up, whatnot. So,
I mean, hopefully he finds another job. Maybe he can teach at a tattoo.
Nah, he said that's his
passion. Oh, he want to go
he
there.
He likes teaching.
Or just teaching grade school. Grade school.
Yeah,
okay.
Like that age, that's what he does.
And I can't be mad. And they want his passion. That's his passion. I'm like, I feel you. But I wonder. I wonder, will news get around? You know how stuff spread around and tell, like, will other maybe schools give him a shot, even though they know he could be causing nightmares out here?
I don't know. This is in France.
Oh, this is in France.
Yeah, he lived in France.
I thought this was America.
I heard it on the radio, and I wrote it down. I said, we got to talk about this. Then I looked it up. I was reading it, and he responded. He coming on here. You know, his English ain't the best, but he explained the whole situation. Yeah. It's just, damn. I assume he will get another opportunity.
So. I hope so. Cause,
like, damn, you know, this kid wasn't even in his class. That's what makes it.
It's like, take your dumb ass on.
Take your scary ass on.
Take your scary ass on. You go to bed.
Like, nigga, grow up. You're 3 now. Yeah. You a man.
Like, shit. Like, read a book or something for a bed. Stop worrying about it. Why you thinking about me when you're at home anyway? I'm trying to do my job. You come here with this bullshit.
I'm out here trying to book my $1,000 lineup. Like, you talking about you scared.
Talking about you scared. Take your ass on. You and your mama and your daddy. I would be mad. You'd be like, come on, man. Shit. Now he got, it's a pandemic. He got to find another job and shit.
How you supposed to pay for his tattoos now?
I wonder if he has any room left. Oh, that's the thing.
Well, I see his nose ain't fully covered.
Okay. Well, he touched the nose. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. He can hit the nose. But he got his eyeballs.
Yeah, it's dyed. He got his eyes dyed. So they all.
I ain't going to lie. That's a little scary. That part's the scary part.
I get it. You're going to judge this guy. If you see him in the alley late at night.
I don't even think it's the judgment part. I think it's like your eyes are blacked out. Of course, my child doesn't know what's going on. They look at my eyes. They look at my, you know, my wife's eyes. They don't look like that, you know.
Here's my whole beef. If the kid was in his class, I'll be a little more understandable. Okay. But just transfer the kid to another class.
Transfer to another class.
He don't have to lose his job for this because no other parent had an issue.
Yeah.
This was a kid that wasn't even in his class, even in his age range for his
class.
Yeah,
that's true.
He made this song in the hallway like, hey,
yeah,
take your ass around the other way.
And I see this nigga out at night with me. It might be a little issue.
Of course, you're going to judge him, but that's what I'm saying. As just me personally.
Yeah.
If I go to his school,
kid
teacher, I'm going to be taken back. I'm expecting this old, you know, this old person be teaching.
All right, let's talk.
I'm going to talk to him. Once I talk to him.
Especially when you talk about how passionate he is about teaching the game.
He said all the other parents, once they talk to him, have no issue.
I mean, I can't be mad at it. That reminds me, you said you heard on the radio?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the other thing we heard on the radio the other day when we was going to good old Okado. So basically, and I just want to talk about it because this was ridiculous. And like, I don't like people who think they have ownership over other people. I don't do well with ownership of like when couples are like, oh, they I own them and they do what I do. Like, that shit whack. Possession is what I don't like. So basically, there was a couple at a restaurant. The waitress comes up, you know, and says, would you like anything to drink? The wife says, I'll have a Jack and Coke. The husband says, I'll have a beer. The wife says, no, he won't. The husband says, get me a beer. The wife says, he's not drinking because he's driving and da-da-da. I don't want him to have a drink. If you bring him a drink, I'm not tipping you nothing. You not getting no tip. So at this point, it's the waitress's, you know, it's her and her, it's her choice to serve. It's her prerogative to serve this man. So she goes back. She brings the wife the Jack and Coke. She brings the husband the beer because he looked at it. Bring me a beer. I'm a grown ass man. Bring me my beer. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the wife probably gets mad. I guess they finish the dinner. The wife leaves. The husband stays back, tips the girl $60 on a $40 tab. Just out of, hey, thank you for that. Boom. Guess they on the way home. Guess the wife turns around when she finds out that the husband tipped the girl. Drives back up there, proceeds to tell the girl, give me the money back because you didn't obey what I said. And blase, blase, I'm going to get you fired, blase. So the manager comes out. Now she cussing at the manager too. And they basically tell her to get the fuck on because I would have said the same thing. It was just so stupid. And that's also a red flag. Sir, whoever you are, get out of there. Get out of that relationship.
Well, hold on.
Leave.
There's this one. It's this one little thing that's missing before I could fully get on that
board. Let's talk about it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Does this guy have a history of getting DUIs? Does he have a history of being is he an alcoholic?
And that's what I thought about it too. That's what I thought about as well. But here's my issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, say that. Pull it to the side. Look, my husband has a history. This is the reason. Then the waitress might be a little bit understanding. But you just saying, oh no, he can't have a beer. He's driving. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Get on board with that. Yeah, but that's just that one piece of information that's missing because
it is.
It's three things. If he's an alcoholic, mm-hmm. one. If he had a DUI in the past, mm-hmm. too, or if he gets abusive when he drinks.
But at the same
any
time,
of those things.
And at the same time, what the wife has to understand is the waitress not supposed to know. That's not her job.
No, I get it. I get it. That's what I'm saying. If any of those things was the case, why she's saying he can't drink, then she should have said
she
that.
She definitely should have said
if
that.
If none of those reasons are the reason he can't drink.
She tripping.
But then.
She tripping.
And a nigga drink.
And I was thinking, you drinking too, so who was gonna drive? Like, which one of y'all was gonna drive? Could you drink if you scared of him having a beer? Maybe, of course, there are people who have one drink and kind of wild out. If that's the case, then you need to drive. Like, it shouldn't be this whole.
Or y'all should have took an Uber.
It was just, I was listening to the story. I was like, this stupid. Because if I was the waiter, I would have done the same thing. I'm bringing him the beer. I'm like, this not, ma'am, I'm sorry. I have to obey what the customer wants.
Customer's always right.
Customer's always right.
And she happy she did because she got that $60 tip.
And I made her day. And it's funny. I could imagine the husband, the way he heard the wife say, don't give him da da da. Bring me a beer. No.
Here's the reason why I think I'll be a great manager. Because I ain't having none of that.
Nope.
You come in with a complaint that ain't reasonable to me, I'm backing my employee. I'm sorry, ma'am. You tipped her. I'm not taking her tip away from her.
No. Yeah, that's not.
That's ridiculous.
Your husband chose to give her that.
Well, I will never come. That's fine, ma'am. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you want a drink to go? You want a beer to
You
go?
Want a beer to go? Ask your husband if you want one as well. Get out of here. Get out of here. That's why I wish I worked at Denny's that day when you said the white dude was in there. I got to go to work. I don't care.
I don't care about you going to work. Did you take your ass to work?
I done got fired and I don't care.
Your ass to work. Nigga, I'm at work. You talking about you got to go. Nigga, I'm here already.
Take your dumb ass to work then. 9 to 5, nigga.
You talking to me like I'm Denny's. Nigga, I'm Dennis.
I'm Dennis. I'm Dennis and Dennis.
I'm Dennis. I ain't Dennis.
I might be Daryl, nigga. I don't know.
I don't know. I've been working so long, I'm tired. I'm tired of these pancakes.
I'm tired of these pancakes and these pants, nigga. I'm ready to go home and take them off.
God damn it. You stepping in my batter. Tell me shit that don't matter.
Leaving my eggs all runny. I don't give a fuck about this.
Now you put shade on my sunny side up eggs with that comment, that attitude you brought in here.
Got me goddamn scrambling around in here like some egg yolk, nigga. I ain't playing with you.
Goddamn.
Now we got a sticky situation. Look at the syrup splashing everywhere.
Sticky situation, bitch.
Now take your dumb ass to work.
You need the avocado. Coming here with that attitude.
You, your goddamn hash browns in your underwear. You shitting in here? Get out of here somewhere.
Get out
of
here.
Oh, man. We just be going on rants, and that should be funny. All right, NBA Finals.
Speaking of a little rant, my boy Jimmy Butler was telling them, y'all in trouble.
He said, Butler said he ain't butt. He Butler.
Jimmy Bucket said, y'all in trouble. He was going on a little rant when he was walking on. But he played his ass off, so now it's 2-1.
It's 2-1.
I am a Miami Heat fan, and I am a LeBron fan. It's 2-1. But I got to go for my team.
This makes it interesting. That's what I got after I seen the day one last night. I was like, all right, this makes this series interesting.
My bad for you going to that thought. So I texted you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Did you know what it was referencing as soon as you read it?
I know. I laughed as soon as I read it. He was cheeking again?
Yo, Danny Green?
Cheeks.
He's cheeks. He's butt. He'll never hit his threes. That's what he's there for. He'll never hit them. He is straight cheeks. He's butt out there.
And we're not sure what happened because when he was on the spur, nigga was hitting everything.
Hitting everything, but now he cheeks.
And Cam texted me yesterday. It was like, cheeks.
As soon as he missed the shot, cheeks.
I died.
Jazz was in here watching it with me. I said, that nigga cheeks. He said, what? I said, Danny Green butt. That nigga proceeded to miss every shot we was watching.
I don't know what's going on. He's
just in a shooting slump, but you still got to respect it because he could go off at any moment.
Yeah, that's the thing. And here's the thing. I was like, the reason why this one game makes things interesting, because one, it pulls confidence out. It pulls confidence out. Two, it's like, all right, now we just know we just need one more. You know what I'm saying? We just need, and it's gonna be tough regardless because, they gonna come out playing. They niggas coming out playing, but it just gives that team a little bit of, at least you're not getting swept, and you're like, all right, we can beat these guys. We just gotta lock it. We got to hit our shots.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy, from what he said, we kind of figured out some things.
Okay.
So whatever they figured out, I guess it worked in that game. Okay. But now they got to know that LA gonna respond.
Yeah, they
gonna adjust. Yeah. And they gonna come out with all the energy. Mm-hmm. So now you got to withstand the blows that's gonna come out in that first quarter and match it.
Or
beat them back down. So let them know, y'all came out with your best shot and it still ain't do nothing. That
like they did with psyche. The Nugget or... Not with the Nuggets, with the Celtics. Yeah, Celtics was up, and then they came,
because
that's demoralized. You're like, fuck, all right.
They even figured out, you notice this game, Dwight Howard didn't play that much.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight Howard been dominating the last couple of games because he just be in the paint, blocking and rebounding. But when you put Olynyk and you put in Leonard, Meyer Leonard, whatever his name is, they shoot threes. So now he got to go to the perimeter, which leaves everyone who can, you know, make their plays off the ball can drive to the hoop without contesting.
And Olynyk's shot is business.
It's business. It goes where it needs to go when he shoots. It just goes in the bucket. It ain't pretty. It ain't no arc.
It's just business.
He said, that's where you need to go. Go there now. Okay. Boom. Shot.
It's straight
so
business.
So now with Bam coming back, we got to see what's the best
lineup. So he come back next game.
I believe so.
Okay.
So, of course, you want him to play. It's one of your best players.
Yeah, for sure.
But when he plays, he don't shoot threes like that. So now they back in the lane.
Is he a solid? He's a solid defender, though.
He's a good defender. He's a good scorer. He's a good overall around. Good rebounder.
But he's not necessarily a
three-point. He just don't shoot threes, so he don't stretch it. So Jimmy Butler was just getting to the hole because it was no center there. Because the center got to respect this three-point shooter.
And that's what because the mismatch comes on the size with this game, with these games, because L.A. is huge. They big as fuck out there. So Miami got to play to that, and then L.A. got to kind of play to what they doing now. So it's like it's back and forth trying – like basketball, when you break it down, like it's strategy. It's real strategy. It's like, all right, we know if we double him, we know he gonna be up. We know he can't do this and da-da-da. Like it's real strategy.
I think their strategy. They definitely got to hit their threes.
They got to
definitely play Olynyk and Meyer Leonard some more so they can stretch the perimeter and then get them niggas in foul trouble early. Like they got Anthony Davis. He had to sit down. He had two fouls, no points. Then they kept getting them in foul trouble, so he was almost a non-factor. That's what you got to do.
You got to take niggas out.
Take niggas out.
Because that's not a team you could play with. You gotta get them out of there. So it makes it interesting. So it's going to be interesting to see. But what's also interesting is I seen this shit had me laughing so hard. I seen somebody, they said, fans make petition for Kyle Kuzma not to receive a ring if Lakers win the NBA.
But why?
Because they said he don't contribute.
Nah. The last couple games, he's been contributing. He's been making his shots. It's Danny Green who hasn't been making his shots.
And here's also the funny thing. I just don't think – he just doesn't excite me at all as a player, Kyle Kuzma. And so when I read it, I kind of agree, but I don't agree with not giving him a ring. He would deserve it.
Here's
but
the thing. He just hasn't lived up to expectations of what they wanted him to be. They wanted him to be the number three. But right now, to me, the number three really is Rondo because Rondo been playing his ass off.
So they're looking to get the 1,500 signatures. They got 1,413. It says, it's clear that some fans feel like Kuzma has failed to live up to the expectations that Los Angeles had for him and that he's a liability to the team. In quotes, Kyle Kuzma is a fuckboy and he shouldn't get a ring if the L.A. Lakers win the 2020 NBA. That's a bit much. Like, calm down.
I can see if like, he was the cause of them losing.
Yeah, that's a little...
He's making more shots than Danny Green. Yeah. Danny Green started.
Yeah, Danny Green been cheeks. But, Kyle Kuzma's not...
Lights, camera, action, nigga.
Kyle Kuzma's just not an exciting player for me. He comes in, he does some things he adds a little bit of value, but I think if they was to lose him off the Lakers, it wouldn't change nothing.
Trust me, he ain't ending his career with the Lakers.
Yeah, no.
He's going to be playing for somebody else.
I'm going to
be honest. He's going to be playing for somebody else. He's not ending his career with the Lakers.
He's not. Yeah, I know he's not.
He's not.
So, but he deserves a ring. You don't do him like that. Get the boy his ring.
Last few games, he's been making more shots than Danny Green.
Yeah,
so
Danny Green might not deserve one. He keeps eating these cheek-ass shots.
Cheek-ass shots. I know he be listening to Mr. Cheeks before the game.
Lights, camera, action.
You know he dated a girl named Renee.
Renee, duh.
That's for the ones who got it. If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you need to listen to that song. That's the Lost Boys, Renee.
Yeah. So, me and Cam the other day, there's a video online. I got to find it again because I'm not sure where I saved it to.
I ain't going to lie. I got peed up.
You got to pee, dog?
I got to pee.
Okay, well, go pee. Maybe I can talk about something while you go pee.
You can talk about that. I'll be quick.
No. It's not going to be quick. Go ahead. Go pee. Go pee. All right, while Cam's gone, I want to go ahead and I can use this time to say, listen, guys, we are almost out of the hungovers, and the hangovers are going very quickly. So make sure that you go to www.shadysideup.com and get you some luxury, affordable sunglasses. Now, if you need to, pass them on to a friend. You know what I'm saying? Pass the website on to a friend. Anything helps. Even if it's one person, two people, whoever. Get your dog some shades. Dogs need shades sometimes too. So make sure you visit ShadySideUp.com and then get your shades. And also follow all the socials at TheShadySideUp on Instagram and on Twitter. And it's ShadySideUp on Facebook. It's been going really good, guys, and we are excited about. We have two new frames coming for the fall, and I think we're gonna release those probably around November, I believe. Yeah, I think we're gonna release those around November. So it'll be two more frames that we're releasing around November. I think you guys would love it. We have a honey color, and then we have a burgundy color coming to you in two of the frames that you guys like. So we're excited for that. So be on the lookout for that. And the coffees and the Can I Have a Waters will be back in stock by November. So you guys get ready. So it's gonna be fun.
Yay, yay.
But so we seen this video of this parrot, and this parrot. He's sitting, the girl is recording the parrot outside on the thing, and I don't know if it's her pet parrot, or because I don't think parrots just roaming around in neighborhoods like that. Maybe, but.
The wild parrots.
Yeah, a wild parrot. So basically, the parrot was going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And it was funny because he was really, but he was saying it very clearly. And so we just got started this conversation. We was like, does anybody ever really think about what's going on, like, with these parrots, with these birds?
Like, the fact that they can speak English, or the fact whatever language they're in, whatever country they are, they can say those words.
I think that's what you asked. Like, if you in Spain or anywhere, if you in...
I believe it. Hola. Hola. if they hear it. Because all they're doing is mocking what they're hearing.
And it's actually incredible.
Like, it's incredible that an animal can speak a language.
Like, and you can teach it to talk.
It's bilingual. It can speak parrot, and it can speak whatever parrot, language the owner is.
And it's like, who? I wonder who first discovered that shit, because that's kind of scary. Like, think about you in the woods. If somebody was in the woods or wherever they was at in the forest, and they said something, and the parrot said it back. And they probably, what the fuck is that?
No, what the fuck going on?
Like, what is that?
Here's the thing about parrots too, man. Some of them be mean as fuck. They be like, they be on that old man, bitter old man.
Like, if you try to go inside the cage, like, type of shit.
If you buy the cage, they be coming at the cage. Like, I went to one house, I was in Atlanta. First, it stink.
The house stink.
Yeah, because the parrot. Like, it be, like, you gotta... You'd be shitting in the cage and all this. You got to clean that shit out daily, dog. That shit stink. So I'm in there. So, you know, I love animals. So I go up close to it. I love birds.
Yeah, trying to see what's up.
Yeah, what's up? That nigga getting feisty. He looking at me, moving, and he start, you know, I'm like, hey, you better watch it.
Yeah, you better calm down.
And he start going on. I'm like,
all right. I'll take you to Taco Mac, nigga.
A lot of parrots are like that. They be aggressive.
I wonder why. Is it? Are they endangered? Are they?
I mean, if I can fly and you lock me in a cage, I'm gonna be mad.
Well,
too.
Yeah, I mean that's.
But I think they clip his wings so he can't even fly.
Oh, that's like cruel. That's just cruel.
So if they let him out, he just gonna walk around the house or do a little bit of. A...
Have you ever seen a parrot fly?
Yeah, it's wild parrots here.
I ain't never seen a wild parrot here.
You tripping? They be in flocks. You be hearing them.
Oh, maybe I just didn't recognize what that
everywhere I live that was tropical, I seen wild parrots. Oh. Not that type of parrot. Okay, but yeah. Different type of parrot.
Because that's what I'm thinking. Okay, I was thinking
you're talking about the big ones that everyone knows.
Toucan Sam looking nigga.
He's not a parrot. He's
a toucan.
Yeah.
What am I thinking about then? It was another cartoon or something with a parrot. Anyway, I was thinking about Toucan Sam, but my bad. That's Fruit Loops.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, it's the parrot. You know the ones everyone know about that be going on your shoulder.
The big red niggas.
Or blue. Or blue, be all different colors. But the ones I'm talking about, them little green ones. Little smaller ones.
Oh, okay.
One time
okay,
they was... Remember, okay. You wasn't there? Nah, you wasn't. One time we was at Janine's house.
Mm-hmm.
South LA, and then remember all them parrots that was around there too? It's the same ones we have around.
I probably just didn't think it was parrots, but yeah.
Next time I'm outside and I see them, I'll come get you. So you can see a parrot flying for the first time in your 32 years of life.
I've probably seen it now, but I just didn't recognize it was a parrot.
What you thought it was?
It was apparent that I wasn't sure it was a parrot.
What you thought it was?
A bird of some sort. I mean, because I'm always thinking about that specific type of parrot. That's probably why.
You need to get your parrot game up.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta get my parrot. Bird game. I like other birds, like hummingbirds, like blue jays. I've seen those around here. I ain't no.
We seen one blue jay.
Not seen another blue jay.
But so you know blue jay, but you don't know parrot.
Oh, you a blue jay ass nigga.
You like them crip ass birds. Like neighborhood birds.
But yeah, no, we just think it's kind of wild that a bird is out here mocking and talking clearly, which is really interesting.
So speaking of talking clearly, mm-hmm. You said 21 Savage.
That's good. That's solid transition. So 21 Savage dropped a album with Metro Boomin. Of course they have other producers on there, but Metro Boomin is the main producer, and it's Savage Mode 2, mm-hmm. featuring Morgan Freeman. And I just think it's a solid project. A lot of gun talk, a lot of drug talk, but a lot of financial talk as well. I just think it's a solid project. It's repeat value of like just listen to his loop value. It's pretty decent. I'm not mad.
I only listen to what you have played mm-hmm. in the car. I like mm-hmm. what I heard.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But did you see him yesterday? I don't know if it dropped yesterday, but I seen it yesterday. Him talking about Morgan Freeman.
Oh no, I ain't.
He was like, y'all niggas can't get Morgan Freeman. He said, y'all niggas can't even email Morgan Freeman. He was just hype. He got Morgan.
I never heard Morgan Freeman on another rap album. So like that's a testament to. I wonder what that conversation like.
You just hit the agent.
You hit the agent.
You hit the agent.
21 don't hit him.
No. Unless you know. Granted, maybe he had a connection.
What if Morgan Freeman actually DM 21?
No, he. Come
what
on.
You mean? What you mean?
You know he not on IG. Come on, stop that.
Morgan Freeman ain't on internet.
He not on it. He may be on it, but he not running it. Come on now. I refuse. I'll put money on he ain't running it. If he running it, then just take all my money. But I doubt it.
Okay.
I expect he hit his agent.
For sure.
Or hit the manager.
Or manager, yeah.
Say, what's the price for a voiceover? They said the price. They paid the price.
What'd you think it was? What'd you think Morgan Freeman charged?
Bare minimum, $100,000.
I'd say that would probably be
Bare minimum.
He might be in the 2-3s, but bare minimum, $100,000.
Bare minimum, $100,000.
Because he's going to have to stop whatever he's doing, come record, come to the studio. I don't know if he came to the studio or if he just sent it in. He probably just sent it in. Morgan Freeman probably just sent it in.
He didn't go to the studio.
He didn't go to the studio.
He went to wherever he goes to record, said, give me the script, and they sent it back to them.
And the funny, his voice just works. It works, him talking shit on there. Like, he got this song right before he talking about the difference between snitches and rats. And Morgan Freeman ended and said, a rat is just a fucking rat. And that shit is just so funny going to the beat. It works very good on the album. So if you haven't listened to it, I'd say check it out. I think it's a solid project. And
I would have got David Attenborough.
Dog, that'd be hard too. I ain't gonna lie, that'd be hard too. And you know what? I gotta say, I feel like I know 21. Like he a brother of mine. I'm proud of 21. You know, like I think people expected him not. I liked him when he first came out. I mm-hmm. think we all in here, we were like, I like 21. Like, I never was like, oh.
I think he stood out because everyone in Atlanta was rapping fast and he was more on that Migos tip. And okay. He came back with the slower flow.
Yeah, slower flow,
so
yeah.
It stood out.
Yeah, yeah. And then he started doing stuff with financial stuff, talking fine. I was like, this guy, he's growing up in front of us. Like, Michael's like the other day, he was like, I don't even think he looks as hood anymore, you know? He's wearing certain glasses and things. That shit was funny. I was like, listen, it comes a day when everybody grow up. And we had this thing called hip hop is growing. Everybody, you gotta, it happens. It's gonna happen to you. You're gonna get to a point where you gotta grow up. But I actually did really like the album, like, is it good?
I watched a music video yesterday from now for Running.
For Running, yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
But I need to go listen to it fully. Mm-hmm. But what I heard, a little bit I heard, I like.
And Drake just funny always because he just funny.
We'll listen to it on the drive tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we do got
a drive. Because it's a drive.
Tomorrow. Yeah, we got a little hour drive, y'all. But guess what? We're going to look at some more shades, y'all. So, you know, y'all be on the lookout. We might have some new shit coming, you know, from a little company here in L.A., which is going to make things easier.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it, y'all. We were supposed to be recording today, but since, you know, we did record got, you know, it got taken out, we had to step up and
do what we do.
talk about some stuff.
And do what we do. So we hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, we Cam story is still out, so go check that out. We got a new story coming.
We got a guest for DT Stories this week.
We got a guest for DT Stories. We're gonna start adding guests in. So if there's certain people you want to see, let us know, because then we might reach out to them and get them on here to tell some stories. So thank you for that, and yeah, we'll see you. Oh, remember, drop your questions. I'll put it on the Boss Talk, and we'll see you next week.
Your
peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.